Okay. Hello. Welcome to Breadcrumb, our very first episode. This is a podcast about the clues left by success and failure. And I'm your host, Mary Galkowski. And today we are joined by the relentless Josh York, founder of the Gym Guys franchise with over 300 locations worldwide and growing. Josh, is that true? You've scaled to over 300 plus locations?
Over 200 locations.
Okay, amazing. So let's dive into whether you're seeking inspiration or a cautionary tale. Please join us as we uncover life's breadcrumbs. So Josh, tell the audience how Josh York is doing.
I'm amazing, all times. Even if I wasn't amazing, because I only have two types of days, I have great days and I have good days, I wouldn't even tell you. So I'm always amazing, always and forever, right? The words you speak are very powerful, so I'm doing great. How are you? That.
Amazing, I'm great as well. Thank you for asking. What is your hot take at the moment? Could be anything.
Our growth is off the charts, it's crazy. We're on pace to close. I got over 20 deals this month alone. Just a lot of big things happening with our brand, so it's very, very exciting.
Incredible. So we know that you're wildly consistent on social, often talking about mindset. So what does mindset mean to you?
If you don't have the right mindset, you're never going to really go anywhere. Mindset is hands down the most important thing in the world. And you got to develop it. And the way you develop a strong mindset is by putting yourself through uncomfortable things. The more uncomfortable you are, the more comfortable you'll become. So you got to really focus on, you know, doing things you don't want to do. And that's really what it comes down to. And that's how you build real strength in the mind. And I always like to say business in general, I believe like 90% mindset. The rest is, you know, tactical and taking action and all that, but you got to have the right mindset. Without the right mindset, you will not succeed.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I love that. Piggybacking off of that, how does having the right mindset set up success as a franchisor or a franchisee?
Like I said, look, in business, if you want to be successful, there's never going to be just highs, right? If you're winning, losing season's coming. If you're losing, winning season's coming. You need to be prepared, right? Most people are not prepared and they think that they're always going to be up top. Well, you're not always going to be up top. You're going to be up top. You're going to be in the middle. You're going to be down low. Then you're going to be down low. Then you're going to be in the middle and you'll be up top again. So it's just really, you know, understanding, like, you know, people think like there's like this secret successful recipe on how you make it happen. You just never quit and you just keep pushing. That's it. You know, like things will get very bad, but like, it doesn't matter. It always works out. You just figure it out.
All right. Getting a little deeper here. What does failure feel like to you?
Failure is the greatest teacher. I love failure because without failure, you'll never be successful. I fail all the time, you know, all the time. And I will continue to make mistakes and fail. But the difference between smart people and people who are not smart is you fail and you fix it and you don't make the mistake again. The people who fail and keep failing are the ones that just keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. You know, you're going to have failure. And people like to always ask me, what would you change, Josh? If you can do it all over again, what would you change? I wouldn't change a damn thing. I wouldn't change anything. Because that's what got me to where I am today. So failure is a good thing. Your losses are your lessons, and that's how you grow.
Absolutely. So you grew by several hundred cities in 2023, and this year you're projected to double, if that's correct. How are you generating leads to keep up with that level of growth?
Yeah, so we're servicing over 2,000 cities now, three countries, 30 states. And honestly, that's the secret sauce. So I don't share that secret sauce, but it's something that I'm very good at, and I drive that, and that's what I do, and that's where my skill set is at. And I would just highly recommend, you know, if someone's listening to this and they want to obviously develop and they want to grow, you make sure, you know, you focus and you stay in your lane, which you're really strong at, and delegate everything else.
All right, kind of shifting gears here a little bit. Thoughts on AI in relationship to consumer behavior, and I guess in your case, personal fitness?
Yeah, well, AI is never going to replace fitness because people need accountability and people need, you know, human interaction. So that's never going to happen. Apps don't work. 90% of people have gym membership don't go. Treadmills become the most amazing clothing rack. So AI will never, ever, ever, ever affect my industry, ever. They'll try, but it will fail miserably.
So Gym Guys brings the workout to the people. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we service you anywhere from your home office, pool, park, place of worship, hospital, senior home, assisted living facilities, daycares, corporations, large, small, senior living homes, you name it. We literally bring the workout anywhere, in-home, on-site, provide our 3 C's, convenient, customized, creative workouts, and service clients anywhere. And that's what we do. And I always say it's great to make a living. It's much better to make a difference. We help people. We change lives. And the truth is we're just getting started. Just getting started.
Yeah.
Haven't even scratched the surface yet.
So exciting. So what kind of franchisees are successful then with the Gym Guys franchise? Like, what's your typical all-star franchisee?
Someone who takes action. Very simple. That's it. You want to be successful? You take action. You want to not be successful? Hang around losers, play victim, and you'll never be successful. That's it. You know, there's no secret, you know, potion to this. It's very simple. Work, work, and work. I tell people very simple. if you want to come into a business and you think fairy dust comes down from the sky and you're going to become a multimillionaire, don't go into business, because that's not how it works. If you want to be consistent, disciplined, and get after it every day and not quit no matter what, you'll be very successful. So come on in. Are you going to have great days and you're going to have those good days? Yeah. Are you going to some days feel like you're going to want to quit? Absolutely. You just don't ever quit. That's it. There's nothing else left to say. Like, that's how you become successful. Rinse and repeat that 7 days a week for years, like 10 years, you'll be successful.
It's a simple recipe. I love it.
Very simple. And it tastes good too when you get there.
Outside of gym, guys, what is your personal life like? Hobbies, passions, or like, what's a typical day off Saturday look like to you?
So as a certified stud, I'm joking. No, actually, no, I'm not joking. But no, so my weekends, I'm with my family, my kids. I don't have any friends. I literally have lots of acquaintances, but I don't have any friends. I don't hang out with anybody. I don't drink. I've never been drunk. I've never smoked a cigarette. I don't party. I'm actually really introverted when I'm not on, to be honest with you. People wouldn't believe that, but I actually am. I'm a big ice hockey player, so I play hockey with the boys on Saturday and spend time with my kids. And, you know, I never tell my kids no, ever. And for all those people that make excuses and say they can't do it, that's just horrible. I play every day with my kids. I give my kids baths. I put them to bed. There's no such thing as work-life balance. People say you need to have a... There is no such thing. You have to make the balance. You make it. Okay, that's why I wake up so early in the morning so I can get everything done. There's always, you know, there's always time to get things done. Like, it just, there's too many people are just lazy and don't execute.
Love it. And I love that too. I'm a huge hockey fan myself, so that's really cool. Who are your team?
I like the Islanders.
Islanders, sweet. That's awesome. I'm a Blues and Panthers fan myself.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I've been playing hockey since I'm a little guy.
Oh wow, that's great. I love that. Yeah. Okay, so final question. Is it Josh York or Mr. York? What do you prefer to be called?
Usually people call me handsome, but whatever you want, it doesn't matter.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Josh, so much for being here. And thank you for joining our very first episode of Breadcrumb. It was great to have you.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.